天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。我们现在呢正在学习一个新的系列，叫做 God's Power for Living， 依靠神的能力生活。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们是否会常常感到做见证是一件非常困难的事呢？你们是否也会常常因为各种各样的原因给自己找借口，而不愿意向周围的人去传福音呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让我们把接下来的时间交给麦克牧师和安翔，听听看他们又是怎么说的呢？
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this broadcast.
我们很高兴你今天能收听我们的节目。
We have begun in the last message to talk about the book of Acts.
从上次节目起，我们开始讲《使徒行传》。
It is a historical document.
那是一份历史文件。
It records the historical evidence of the 40 days from the time of Jesus' resurrection to his ascension.
记载了耶稣从复活到升天期间40天之久的历史证据。
Now let's read the first 11 verses of the book of Acts together.
现在就让我们来读《使徒行传》最开始的11节经文。使徒行传第一章第一到十一节，提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒以后被接上升的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候，问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，加利利人啊，你们为什么站在望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
We began in the last message to look at six things in those first 11 verses.
在上一次节目里，我们开始讲这十一节经文里的六个重点。
We talked about the qualification of the witness.
我们谈到见证人的资格。
And how the witness, when he is summoned by the court to testify,
当证人被传唤出庭作证时，
he is expected to tell what he saw, what he heard, and what he experienced.
他需要说出自己所看见、所听见和所经历的事。
And we talked about these following six things.
我们也谈到以下这六件事。
Number one,
第一，
Our message is his person.
我们的信息就是耶稣这个人。
verses 1 and 2.
在第一跟第二节里。
Secondly,
第二。
His manifestation is our proof.
他的显现就是我们的凭据。
Thirdly,
第三。
His might is our promise.
他的能力就是我们的保证。
Verses 4 and 5.
在第四、第五节里。
Fourthly,
第四。
The Master's plan is our priority.
神的计划是我们首要的事。
Verses 6 and 7.
在第六、第七节里。
Fifth,
第五。
In verse 8, our mission is his program.
在第八节里说，我们的使命是他企划的。
And number 6,
第六。
Our motivation is the prospect of his return.
我们的动机就是对他再回来的盼望。
And you find these in verses 9 to 11.
你可以在九到十一节里看见。
We looked carefully at the first three of those.
上次我们很仔细地谈过前三点。
And today we want to look together at the second three points.
今天我们要一起来看后三点。
The fourth one is that our master's plan is our priority.
第四，神的计划是我们首要的事。
Every church and every Christian institution has their priorities.
每一间教会，每一个基督教机构都有他们优先考虑的事项。
Every individual Christian has his priorities.
每一位基督徒也有他们自己的首要次序。
Sometimes these priorities are not consistent with Jesus' priorities.
但有的时候，这些优先次序跟耶稣所看重的优先次序不同。
The disciples' priorities were centered around when will Jesus come back?
门徒所看重的都集中在耶稣什么时候再回来。
I want you to look at the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7.
请看《使徒行传》第一章第七节。
Jesus is basically telling them that their priorities were wrong.
基本上耶稣就是要指出门徒的优先次序是错误的。
The important question is not when is Jesus coming back.
重要的问题不在于耶稣什么时候再来。
But how to live while we are waiting for him to return.
而是当我们等候他再来的期间如何生活。
Your job, Jesus said, is to be my witnesses in the world.
耶稣说，你们的职责就是要在世上成为我的见证。
He is saying to them,
他对门徒说的意思是，
Do not waste your life worrying about the dates of his return.
不要浪费生命，担忧主再来的日期。
It is Satan's way of getting you off your main task of witnessing.
这是撒旦的计谋，要你忽略你的主要责任，就是做见证。
The two temptations for Christians are as follows.
他对基督徒有两种诱惑。
To thank God for saving them and do nothing about others' salvation.
只是感谢神拯救他们自己。却不顾别人是否得救。
Or to be caught up with the details of Jesus' return that we don't witness.
或者沉迷在寻求耶稣再来的细节而不为主做见证。
Neither of these is biblical.
这两种做法都不合圣经的教导。
Neither of these completely honoring to the Lord.
两者都不完全尊重神。
Neither of these is the priority of Jesus.
两者都不是耶稣优先注重的事。
If you want to know Jesus' priority,
如果你想要知道耶稣的优先次序,
it is here in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7.
就在《使徒行传》第一章第七节这里。
Here's what he said.
他这么说,
It is not for you to know the times or the dates.
时候日期不是你们可以知道的。
And that is why Jesus goes on to verse 8 and say,
因此耶稣在第八节里接着说,
which is our fifth point,
也就是我们要看的第五点。
Your mission should be my program, not yours.
你们的使命是我策划的，不是你们自己的计划。
And my program is to be my witness.
我的计划就是你们要做我的见证。
And do so only through the power of the Holy Spirit.
并且单单靠着圣灵的大能做见证。
Only faithful witnessing through the power of the Holy Spirit will bring about a permanent change in the world.
唯有借着圣灵的能力，忠心为主做见证，才能永远地改变这世界。
How will it accomplish that?
怎么做得到呢？
By bringing change in people's hearts.
就是改变人心。
Your faithful testimony and the Holy Spirit's power will bring a true and lasting impact upon the world.
你忠心的见证和圣灵的大能就会为世界带来长久而真实的影响。
Only through the dynamos of the Holy Spirit working in us.
唯有通过圣灵无穷的动力在我们里面做工。
Will the world be changed?
这世界才会改变。
Our message is his person.
我们的信息就是耶稣这个人。
Let's now look at all the first five before we get to the sixth one.
让我们在看第六点之前，先来温习一下前五个重点。
Number one.
第一。
Our message is his person.
我们的信息就是耶稣他这个人。
Secondly.
第二。
His manifestation is our proof.
他的显现就是我们的凭据。
Thirdly,
第三。
His might is our promise.
他的能力就是我们的保证。
Fourthly,
第四。
The Master's plan is our priority.
神的计划是我们首要的事。
Fifthly,
第五。
Our mission is his program.
我们的使命是他企划的。
Now let's look at the sixth and the last point in these first 11 verses.
现在让我们来看这十一节经文的第六个重点。
Our motivation is the prospect of his return.
我们的动机就是对他再回来的盼望。
Let me ask you a question.
我想请问你。
Have you ever watched a man in love?
你观察过一个在恋爱中的男人吗？
He cannot wait to see his beloved.
他总是迫不及待地想要见到他心爱的人。
He is always thinking about how he is going to tell her about his accomplishments.
他老是想着如何告诉她自己多么有成就。
He cannot wait to tell her about his thoughts of her.
他等不及地向她诉说对她的思念。
Or about their future plans together.
或者诉说两人共同的未来。
Even the most dense of men become very creative and thoughtful on how to gain his beloved's approval.
即使是最愚钝的人，为了要赢得心上人的赞许，也会变得有创意而体贴起来。
But if you ask him why he's doing all this,
当你问他为什么他会这样呢？
He would say to please his beloved, of course.
他会说，当然了，我要取悦心爱的人呢。
To honor her.
我尊重她。
To gain her approval.
要赢得她的芳心。
What motivates you, my listening friends, to be a witness for what Jesus has done for you?
亲爱的朋友，你的动机是什么？耶稣为你做了什么，使你愿意为他做见证呢？
Some of you may say, an overwhelming sense of gratitude.
有些人会说，我的动机就是深深的感恩。
And that's good.
那很好。
Others would say,
有些人说，
in thankfulness for opening my spiritual eyes.
因为我感谢他开了我属灵的眼睛。
And that I have escaped from hell to heaven.
使我可以逃脱地狱进入天堂。
And that's very good.
这也很好。
Others may say,
有些人说，
Because I do not want my friends and loved ones to end up in eternal torment.
因为我不愿意我的亲人朋友落入永远受苦的结局。
And that's very good.
这也很好。
But above all, we are motivated because we know that the one who loved us so is coming back one day.
但最重要的动机是，因为我们清楚知道，爱我们的主有一天要再回到世上来。
What motivates us are the things I just mentioned.
以上我所提的都是好的动机。
But the greatest motivation is the fact that one day our beloved Lord is going to ask us the question.
但最大的动机是，因为事实上有一天亲爱的主将要问我们。
How did you use the opportunities I gave you to witness for me?
你如何使用我给你的机会为我做见证呢？
Were you a silent witness for me, or did you testify to what I have done for you?
你是一个沉默的见证人，还是向人述说我为你行了何等的奇事呢？
Did you keep quiet about me with your business associates?
你是否在同事面前从不提起我呢？
With your neighbors and your friends?
在邻居和朋友面前也不提呢？
Or did you tell them about my salvation for you?
还是你向他们述说我赐给你的救恩呢？
This same Jesus, the angel said, is coming back.
天使说，就是这位耶稣还要再回来。
Our motivation is the prospect of his return.
我们的动机就是对他再回来的盼望。
Some years ago, a friend of mine told me the following.
多年前，一个朋友告诉我说
，A friend asked him to join him at a social event on Sunday morning.
有一次，他的一个朋友邀请他去参加星期天早上举行的社交活动。
And my friend said, "No, I can't do that. I go to church on Sundays."
我的朋友说，我不能去，因为星期天我要去教会。
His friend said to him,
他的朋友对他说。
I don't know what your religion is, but you sure kept it to yourself.
我从来不知道你的宗教信仰是什么，你真会保守秘密。
I have invited you to social events many times.
我多次邀请你参加社交活动。
But you have never invited me to go to church with you.
但你从来没有邀请过我跟你到教会去。
My friend said,
我的朋友说，
That was the greatest rebuke I've ever received.
这是我所受到最大的责备。
Now let me ask you, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，让我问你。
Are you a silent witness?
你是个沉默的见证人吗？
Today you can make it your goal and your plan to be an active witness for Jesus Christ.
今天就下定决心，以积极为耶稣基督做见证为你的目标和计划。
And after you make that decision, I hope you write to us and tell us.
当你做了这个决定后，请来信告诉我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。的确，传扬福音最好的方式就是向大家说出自己的见证。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们爱我们这位伟大的主吗？爱他的慈爱、怜悯与圣洁吗？如果是，那就请让我们不要再沉默，而是勇敢地去传扬他的福音，做他的见证。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
难道是没朋友倾听你的诉说，生活永远虚空？如何活出自己，活出自己，全部在于你。抛开烦恼忧郁，重新建立你与主的关系，活出新的自己，新的自己，让救主充满你。愿你有个新的生命。难道是没朋友倾听你的诉说，生活永远虚空？如何活出自己，活出自己，全部在于你。抛开烦恼忧郁，重新建立你与主的关系，活出新的自己，新的自己，让救主充满你。愿你有个 个新的生命。